Here we go. Hour two, GBAG Nation 105.3 The Fan. Joining us now from RSN, Dave Raymond here with you on your home of the Rangers 105.3 The Fan. And a good afternoon, Dave. How are you?
Good morning. Or afternoon, I guess, whatever it is. What the hell? Good day, sir. Good day.
You refreshed? You ready to finish this marathon?
Well, I'd say is that little intro of mine just indicated perhaps not. I'll get a good night's sleep tonight in Atlanta, though, and we'll be all ready to go. Yeah, what do we got? 70-some-odd games left, and this is where they tend to bog down if you're not in it. The good news is the Rangers are in it, so it's kind of energizing. I'm really looking forward to getting back at it tomorrow.
Yeah, this is really cool, man. I mean, especially with all the adversity they faced and the injuries. Is it a surprise for you to see them in first place and two games over at this point? I mean, I guess coming out of spring, it's kind of what I expected, but at times it just looked like they were, you know, it was going to get slipped through their fingers again.
Yeah, I don't know if surprised is the right word, because at spring training, every year I go through the same thing, right? I go through the exercise of subconsciously figuring out or how to tilt the prism so that it looks really good. And, there it is. That's why they're going to be good this year.
Yeah.
And I'd done it. I thought they were going to be pretty decent. A good deal better than 500. And then, you see where that lands in the division. I was pretty concerned about Seattle, but, the surprise this year has been, I think, for everybody is just what the heck's going on in the American League. And, it seems to be a very flat league. And so, I guess I'm not shocked that they're in the conversation. If you would have asked me this 3-4 weeks ago, did I anticipate the Rangers being in first place, in the division? I'd have said, wow, what a spectacular run it must have been at the end of the first half, and it kind of was.
What's your confidence meter in this starting rotation right now, Dave?
Well, pretty good, and I'll tell you why. I think DeGrom will be fine, and even though he had that hiccup there at the very end that last week with the hip, I don't get the sense that it was a massive deal, right, that maybe a little extra time here and he'll be back on the horse. I think Evo's fine. I think Rocker's been a pleasant, I'm basically surprised to the upside. I hate to use that word, but he's been a little better and more consistent than I thought he would be. Mackenzie Gore's pretty solid. And, so then that leaves, of course, that fifth spot in the rotation. And I guess the reason I'm bullish is because Montgomery should be back fairly soon. And what's going to be interesting to me is, do they rehab him all the way back to get him to, let's say, 85 pitches before working him back into the rotation? Or do they just say, look, we're doing bullpen days anyway. Let's just take 60 pitches from him and, bullpen it around him. What's the difference? But I don't know. A lot smarter people than I worked on those problems, so we'll see what they come up with. But, that's encouraging to me that you'll be getting Jordan Montgomery back and perhaps even getting Cody Bradford back, maybe let's just call it a month after that. Well, once again, then you start to have a little more depth in that rotation. So I'm encouraged.
Dave, what are fair or reasonable expectations for Monty when he comes back? Because, I mean, I'll probably be guilty of it, too. You see him in that Texas Rangers uniform, and you're just thinking back to the World Series run in 23. But he did struggle with Arizona.
Right. And so then you have to wonder, too, with Arizona, how much of it was physical. Because prior even to his run with Houston, I rather with the Rangers. I mean, he'd been really good. You're talking about a 3.5 ERA year after year after year. So I tend to look back at last year with Arizona and see that as the aberration and see that as probably a function of a guy trying to fight through whatever it was that was bugging him and, not being at full strength. So hopefully coming back, being healthy, he's back to the same guy that the Rangers had in 23 and the Cardinals and Yankees had prior to that.
Dave Raymond here with you on The Fan. Does it feel like maybe the offense has normalized as far as having bad luck with everybody underperforming the way they did, and now you have guys playing more to their expectations here? I guess, you know, with Young and Peterson and Berger kind of leading the charge on that, and Nimmo being a nice boost. Like, the offense, I think, is 21st in runs scored right now in the big leagues. They're not that far off from being average, Dave.
Right, and I've kind of maintained the last couple of years, like, it just be average. Please just be mid, and we'll love you, because with the pitching that they put together, they should be, you know, competitive night in and night out. So, but in turn, like, has it normalized? Well, maybe. You could also argue that it swung the other direction, because Ezekiel Duran now is, you know, kind of overperforming. Nicky Lopez is hitting whatever it is, like 340 as a Ranger. You know, you're getting these performances that you would have to say, like, well, that's, you can't have expected that. You know, you were hoping that they'd be good, but they've been really good. But I think your core guys, to your point, Young and Nimmo and these guys, like, I think, yes, they have swung back to being the guys that you hoped and expect that they would be.
We're getting to the point now where all the trade deadline previews are coming out. Dave, would you agree that another high leverage arm would be the biggest need for the Rangers right now, or would you look somewhere else?
No, I'm absolutely agree. Get me something more in the bullpen. Hopefully, you know, something that isn't terribly costly. I mean, everybody's in the same boat that way. I mean, who wants to go overspend on anything? But, you know, the Rangers are in a position where you do have to be a little careful in terms of where you're heading long term. They've thinned out some of the minor league system, so it's going to be a tricky little time. But I don't think that this team needs a ton, but they do need some help in that bullpen, and that's pretty obvious. And I think it'll be a competitive market, no doubt. You don't have to shoot for the top one or two guys, right? You got to find those guys who can just maybe help get you through the sixth and seventh innings. I think if Junis can come back and be healthy, and all indications are that he will be, then I think you have your eighth inning guy set up. You've got your ninth inning guy in last set. So you just need a little bit of that middle relief help.
Dave, have we seen the last of Corey Seager this year?
No, I hope not. Listen, it's concerning, but no, I don't think so.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
So I think he'll be back. If I understand this process, he's just got to continue to make incremental progress. He's got to get through, I don't know, let's call it a span of a week with not having a bad day, not having a setback. But even then, once you get through that, then you have to start regaining strength, agility, speed, et cetera. So, like, it's tricky. And to the extent that I know anything about it, and all I know are the little tidbits that you know, get told to us before games and whatnot. It seems like it's pretty tricky, and it is not a great situation. You don't want your superstar sidelined by back problems like that, of all things, especially a guy who hits for power like he does and plays a demanding position at shortstop. But I definitely think he'll be back. How soon exactly? I have no idea.
Yeah, that was going to be my next question, but I'll just pivot to, like, where do you stand on the Corey Seager position change discussion?
As far as I know, that is not a discussion. Now, we throw these things around just like you guys do sometimes, and okay, let's say that shortstop's too demanding on him. Where should he go? Should he go to first base? Well, I don't know. Stretching and performing some of the tasks that you have to at first, that's probably fairly demanding as well. I don't know where you necessarily put a person on the field where it isn't physically demanding. I thinking about it, like, where would the least demanding spots be? Maybe left field, third base. But I don't see him playing left field. Third base could maybe happen, or second base perhaps. But even second base, I think you've got some demands on that position. So in terms of trying to protect the back, it's tough. So I don't know what a position change would necessarily help that way.
Unless that position happens to be designated hitter, but that's probably a non-starter.
As far as he's concerned, right? And so I don't think Seager has any interest in going that route. I don't want to speak for him, but that would be my sense, that he's not terribly interested in that. And, you know, it's a matter of the dynamics inside an organization and how those things play out, who ultimately makes that call, and are they willing to deal with somebody who might not like that? We've seen teams do that before, where they tell a guy he's changing positions against his will and interest, and it can get pretty sour. So that's that. I don't know if they've had those discussions, but I'm pretty sure his interest level is very low in that.
What's been your favorite Rangers storyline this year prior to the All-Star break?
Well, it's hard not to say Jacob Lats. He's just been spectacular. And the fact that the Rangers have solidified the ninth inning role, the closer role, without going outside the organization for it.
Yeah.
Kind of amazing, right? I didn't leave spring training thinking like, oh yeah, one of these guys is a surefire lockdown closer. So that's pretty big. And then, they struggled for a while and there were no answers at that spot. And you're thinking, gosh, that has to be the priority, get a closer. So the fact that he's answered that question, like, I'm trying to think what the equivalent of answering that question is. An ace?
Yeah.
A two or three hole hitter? Like, that's a big, big deal. So I think that's been a fabulous story. And then I just think the energy level that they've gotten from young guys and free agent waiver wire pickups like Nicky Lopez and Elias Diaz, to me, that's just been a blast. It's just fun watching guys go out there and play hard to win and have a good time. It makes all the difference in the world to me.
We all want Wyatt Langford to stay healthy, and we're probably willing to do whatever it takes. But what did you think about Mike being willing to get on his knees for him when he got home the other night?
Holy mackerel. I literally missed my exit driving home. I was listening. I hustled out that night. I was like, oh, I can't wait to hear what Mike's got to go on the postgame show. I want to hustle out to my car and get in there real quick so I can hit. I missed my exit going home because I'm like, what did he just say? Yeah. And I'm grabbing my phone. I want to dial him up real quick. Amazing. But that's Mike. He's committed. He's a big fan.
Nobody wants to win more than Mike.
No doubt about that.
Have you seen Mike since then? Have you guys interacted and talked about it at all? How's he doing with it?
He's fine. He loved that Zach reached out to him like immediately. I called him immediately. But we had dinner last night. We went out to dinner last night out in his neighborhood, Bishop Arts, and had a great time. And he will not be on this trip in Atlanta, so I'll be without my Whoopi for a couple of days.
Did he say he was willing to do the same for Seager as well?
No, he did not. I think all offers at this point are off the table.
Oh, boy.
is anything on your end going to change with the move to the new streaming service, Buzzr?
As far as I know, no. The production crew and everything that makes the broadcast go and work the way it works will stay the same. That's a function and a story about distribution. Anybody who's been watching on RSN via their cable or a DirecTV Stream, et cetera, Fubo, it'll all look and feel the same. But for those who were on Victory, of course, now, obvious disruption. So, from my perspective, no. Obviously, from the viewer's standpoint, for some viewers' standpoint, yes. And just such a bummer, man. Such an unusual and difficult situation that everybody's in. And sadly, it's we love the situations where everybody's a winner. Mm-hmm. This is quite the opposite, because every single party involved here is a loser. The Rangers are losers because fans are pissed. Fans are pissed, and so they lose because how this thing has happened. And then, Victory is a loser because of what they're going through, whatever it is that's created this situation. So it's a bummer. It is a bummer.
Well, it's always great to have you on, Dave. Terrific job with the team. I mean, from that side of the equation, I think the fans are getting a big win, and we salute you for joining us whenever we can, when we can get you. And have a tremendous time calling these last 79 games or so. Is that what you said? 79 games?
Live it up. It's even less than that. It's like 70. I don't know. Come on, man. Math today.
Math, yeah. We don't need to do
first
it.
First place, baby.
Let's go.
Let's go. Good job, Stanford. Way to go, Stanford. You like to tell us how bright you guys are, man, at Stanford, Dave. You know how that goes.
Yeah. I'm running out of toes and fingers over here, buddy.
Hey, did you take a peek at the schedule for next year? Like, are you big on that, since you got to kind of go and travel with the team? Is there anything that you look for specifically?
There usually is. I do look for stuff like when we play the Angels, and hopefully it's a weekend series in L.A., because I hate it when they give us those night games in the week to come home. But I haven't even taken a peek. I just finished up a project in my backyard moments before you guys called, and I saw the email or the release. I was like, oh, shoot, I hope they don't ask me about that.
Injury free?
Yeah, Dave, you mentioned
injury free.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, good job. You mentioned that real quick about the schedule with the Angels. Did the Rangers make them have to play a night game? Did they do one of those things when they were in town?
Yeah.
It's like, okay, if you're going to make us, we'll make you, kind of a thing?
Right on.
Yes. And it's like, it's that sort of self-perpetuating cycle, right? It drives me crazy.
Sure.
And it's like, you just keep slapping each other across the face. Like, can we just stop? Can somebody just stop? Because,
yeah,
like, guess who's taking the brunt of that?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, it's the guys traveling. Like, just stop it already.
Yeah. Awesome stuff, Dave. Have a good trip to Atlanta, good weekend, and best of luck keeping Mike wrangled. We'll catch up with you soon.
Right on. Thanks, guys.
There he goes. Dave Raymond with you here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. Okay, we're coming back with a C-note. Cowboys news of the evening is up next here in the Nation.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.